Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble! It is Friday, TGIF. We're in the zone, final 59 minutes of this transmission against tyranny. I want to load the phone lines up and take lots of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Talking about chimeras, cross-species stuff going on, really dangerous stuff happening, with just another one of these top scientists who just kind of thinks it's all right, and he's a friendly guy, so it must all be good, and well, we need to keep our eyes on it, but we'll be all right. Interesting interview last hour. You're welcome to comment on that. But I want to get back into see-through wall radar. Could have law enforcement applications. The police looking through your walls. U.S. edges closer to national ID card. They always do this. After they pass something, then they start telling you, well, maybe we just passed a national ID card. You can call it that if you'd like, but if you want to rationalize it and make excuses for it, if you don't want to face it, maybe it isn't. And that's the propaganda makes it so easy to be a slave. Also, U.S. terror program recruiting truckers, Associated Press, and that's not all, and it's not just for terror. North Korea has bought nuclear bomb, ABC News reporting. And it turns out, you do not want to miss this, who they think gave it to them, one of our best little friends as usual, out there engaging in this type of behavior. And we will also get into, China. Economists are losing faith in the dollar, and if China drops the dollar, we're in big, big, big trouble. And now they're saying U.S. copter down in Iraq using surface-to-air missiles out of the Daily Dispatch. And Ashcroft saying a nuke threat is the largest danger to America. And he's very concerned about that. But if you give up all of your rights to him or his new buddy, Alberto George Bush is above the law, Gonzalez, then everything will be all right. Out of being a slave comes freedom. Is the new Orwellian situation that we're all basically being sold. And at the same time, we will get into Russian officers helped in plot to seize Beslan School, London Independent, and as we already knew, flashback Russian school siege bears hallmarks of potential staged psyop. And hey, if our government could pull off Columbine and sell the people, why couldn't Putin? And as usual, Putin, who's been caught blowing up his own buildings as a pretext for control, is now more and more evidence pointing directly at government being involved behind that as well. Blair defends house arrest plan and martial law plan for England. That is from the BBC. London Telegraph also reporting, behind the rhetoric, return of internment camps in Britain. They're just openly announcing concentration camps, and Gitmo soldier details sexual tactics, Associated Press. Now Gitmo soldiers are going public and talking about the sexual pervert behavior. The torture seems to be all connected to the classic serial killer pervert type activity, and that's out of the Associated Press, all part of the new Christian conservatism that is sweeping the nation. And San Francisco bans smoking in public areas, and they're firing people, private corporations are, that smoke in their own time at home. And draconian terror powers in England aren't just to target terrorists, London Telegraph. They are to target suspects' families as well. More mad cow popping up. But don't worry, the government says it's fine. So don't worry about that. Mad cow disease found in French goat. Yeah, it can mean a lot of species. I don't like you to know about that. It's all coming up after we take some calls on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us. We are standing here at a historical crossroads. I am deeply honored and humbled to be your host and to have so many millions of people that tune in. The broadcast on a weekly basis, and to actually know that we're on the vanguard, the cutting edge of fighting dehumanization, and to know that our destiny, that we've been chosen to fight the New World Order. Come hell or high water, whatever the cost may be, we will defend humanity. We will stand up for freedom, and we will never, ever surrender. We'll go to who's up first here? I always do this in the third hour. Okay, Frank's first out of Ed and Ron and many others. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Let me be a little bit judicious about this. Let me try to cover a few articles first. And then we'll go to your calls so I get all these articles covered before this the next 50 minutes elapses and the broadcast is over, because it is 9 minutes 30 seconds into this third hour here on the 28th of January 2005, year of our Lord. Well, that's really politically incorrect. See-through wall radar could have law enforcement applications. Military researchers are developing a high-tech radar system that can see through walls, locating and tracking hidden enemies, hostage takers, or even avalanche victims buried under mounds of snow. Canadian, British, and European and U.S. scientists are racing to perfect the revolutionary 3D technology, which can create images of individuals, detail a room's layout, or even detect buried landmines. Success could mean millions of dollars in revenues and licensing fees. In Canada's case, the Defense Research and Development Canada, an agency of the Defense Department. There's a lot of interest in it, said David DePhilippo, a civilian researcher and the project's chief scientist. We're still in the early days, and there are still a lot of technological challenges. There is still a lot of risk, but that's what R&D is all about. You know, I love these articles that come out 5-6 years after the stuff's already in use, saying we're developing it. And the 3D technology, a vastly scaled back power model of it, where it's almost no power, the systems that look through your clothes, you've seen the images on TV of the naked woman, the naked man, I mean, right down to the moles on their skin, to the pores on their skin. I mean, the vision is crisper than actual what you would see with your binocular vision. In your color binocular vision. I mean, it's that crisp, and they can turn it up, and with these systems at the airports, even look beneath the skin. Yes. But the high-powered systems, I mean, I've got Defense Department press releases 5 years ago where they brag, oh, in major cities like Chicago, New York, L.A., Houston, a part of a Defense Department program, we've given free ground-penetrating radar to the helicopters. And then the last demonstrations have been on tech TV, where it just shows them looking right through your walls. It's like flying over a house, and you see a black and white image of the chairs and the beds and the dining room table and people walking around. And it's not very crisp, but I mean, you can see what's going on quite nicely. It's kind of like looking at somebody through, 20 feet of water or something. But I guess by perfecting it where it's like super crisp. Just folks, I mean, it's already on these helicopters, and I haven't looked this up in a few years, I would imagine. I've seen a few articles where the funding's increased and they put it on some more helicopters. I don't know how many helicopters they have it on in our cities or how many aircraft, but I know that they said something like 80-something FBI Cessnas have it. Yeah, I just remembered that, and then those are flying around looking for terrorists. Sure, they're looking for terrorists, but you look at all these cases of, quote, fighting terrorism, they then expand out into everything is terrorism. Here's another case of the government announcing something after it's done. U.S. edges closer to national ID card, Knight Ridder newspapers. The government agent quickens his step, eyeing his subject with great suspicion. Your papers, please, he asks, extending a hand to accept a government-issued identification card. Surreal? A scene from a movie? Maybe, and then again. The United States hedged a step closer towards the idea of a national identification card last month when Congress passed the intelligence reform legislation. Tucked into the provision was a mandate calling for national regulations for driver's license and other forms of identification. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, Democrat, who helped craft legislation, is among those who insist a national ID card is not in the works. Durbin realizes the fear a national ID card ignites. So this is the new America, where they go being forcibly psychologically tested and forcibly drugged, whether you like it or not, which everyone up to 18 is going to have done to them now, unless we resist. That's not tyranny. That's new freedom. And it's the same thing here. I read the bill on air at least 5 times. I had Ron Paul on, Congressman, Tom Tancredo on, Congressman. It is a national ID card. They already, 42 states already had it. Last time I checked, it was up to 48. We're putting it in, the last 6 or 7. And this is a law where every state has the same thumbprint, the same digital photo, the same face scan, and it all hooks already into the federal NCIC. It was already there. Now it's just the law, and it's passed, and they're doing it. And then a week after that, actually, 4 weeks after that, last week, Ridge runs off to England and gives a big speech, and it's BBC, AP, everywhere. World ID cards. We need world identification standard, all in the same database, which they already set up, called Interpol. And then Europe announces, and the U.S. announces, okay, we'll all standardize our passports for the next 2 months. And now they're announcing it's going to happen, and the contracts are out, they're doing it. It's just the same thing. But then when they announce it to you, and again, I'm going to people argue with me, there'll never be an ID card, I won't put up with it. I've been telling you for 6-7 years, and I went in and got arrested following a national ID card in 97 in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And I go in there and I lay out, this is hooked into the NCIC, here's the federal document, here's the executive order. I hold it up to the police, I hand out hundreds of copies in the DMV. We have a crowd of over 100 protesters that took it over, basically. And so we had it then in Texas, and now it's hooked in at the grocery stores where they put the thumb scanners in, goes right into it. Or when you go to buy beer or cigarettes at the Diamond Shamrock, you know, and the other gas stations, they swipe your card, even if you're an old man or old lady, and it instantly goes into the state police department that's hooked into the feds and checks you for warrants, or if it isn't, or if it's exempt, they say sorry. And soon it's going to be everything. And, oh, now you want some cold medicine, you got to do it. See, and oh, now it's for the national sales tax. And now it's, and people are going to argue with me. I'm already getting emails going, but you won't call in. Going, oh, it's not a national ID card. I mean, they're saying some could call it that. You just have to have it to have a job, but it's not a national ID card. And besides, I heard Michael Wiener say on the radio that it's to stop illegal aliens. The illegal aliens have a waiver in the bill. Oh, I don't want to rant anymore about this. Last news article, then I'll go to your calls. U.S. terror program recruiting truckers. Now, again, Dick Armey left office a couple years ago, and he fought the TIPS program, and he stood up against it. So then it was called AmeriCorps as a division of SecureCorps. So when FEMA has a drill in your town, you know, they'll call it part of the Citizen Corps. They've got all these different names. They actually doubled the funding and since then doubled it again. So I guess it's quadrupled since then, since they got rid of the program. Like total information awareness as well. They just doubled that, we've confirmed. But they changed the name. So now today, USA Today is reporting on it, as well as Associated Press. U.S. terror program recruiting truckers. And I just so happen to have one of the manuals sent to me a year ago when the program didn't even supposedly exist. Hoping to take advantage of alert eyes along the nation's highways, the government is trying to enlist more truckers, I guess the 450,000 of last year isn't enough, in the battle against terrorism. The Alexandria, Virginia-based Highway Watch, started by the American Trucking Association in 98 and funded since 2002, with Homeland Security money, focuses on safety and security. Spokesman John Willard said the volunteer program has received a total of about $40 million. All 50 states have active programs now. He said Highway Watch continues to seek trained members. And it goes on to say, we fight terror and crime. And in the manual, do you see a man walking on the side of the road with a backpack? Call the police immediately. Do you see a man and woman arguing by a car? You may not believe that that's illegal, but it's actually verbal abuse. Call police. Do you see someone smoking something that doesn't look like a cigarette in their car? Call police. Do you see someone talking on a cell phone in states where they're prohibited? Call police. I mean, it's not just, you know, crime-type stuff. Like, if you see a woman tied up in a car, call the police. That'd be totally reasonable. But no, no, no. See, when they do these spy programs, it's always, it's for terrorism, man. And then the trucking groups get insurance discounts and all this stuff, but they send their truck drivers to these offices. And then they've let them know that if they've got this card, they're going to be let off a little easier at the weigh stations and at the thing, and they're going to have a rating on their card. Now they're going to put thumb scanners in all the truck stops where the truck drivers have to thumb scan from point to point to make sure they're not driving while they're tired. But see, so first they enslave the truck drivers, then make them be little police state minions, and then they're going to have their little ID cards, which is already being implemented, what type of driver they are, who they've reported. And so if you're a good little tattletale, oh, you're going to get special treatment, and then only your truck can survive, your business survive, in this cutthroat business, if you're a good little tattletale. So see, that's like Nazi Germany. It wasn't just in Nazi Germany that it was a police state. You had to be part of it to be in business. And then you could also get your business competition in trouble by reporting on them and doing other things. So it's just basically everybody tattling on each other. TIPS is already going on under new names everywhere. The cable men, the carpet guys, just everybody. Pell-mell, tattletale, super Nazi society, has nothing to do with terrorism. Because they know there's no real terrorism going on, so it's really all just about getting truck drivers to tattle on everyone. And I don't think truck drivers are stupid. A lot of them aren't going to go along with it, and so they're going to be persecuted. And the Nazis will rise to the top like scum always does. We'll be right back with your calls.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, Collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go to the calls. Frank in Louisiana. Its own country down there. What's going on, Frank?
Oh, we're just enjoying the cool weather down here and whatnot. But, Alex, last week I saw something very disturbing. They had the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. And they had the same old worn-out expressions of never again. And whenever they say that, it aggravates me because I said, you know, America's baby extermination camps have literally dwarfed what they did in the Third Reich.
Isn't it over like 54 million right now?
My figures have told me it's probably somewhere between 70 and 80 million.
But they admit it's 54 million as of last year. I haven't seen the numbers lately. And Stalin killed 50 million, Mao killed 60 million, and it's never discussed. And I mean, frankly, I'm tired of it.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, Elie Wiesel is a very suspicious character, but I was thinking of the analogies, and you talked about it earlier before this last break, and it was perfect because, you know, the Nazis had war after war, enemy after enemy, and they justified it by establishing everything was done for the Fatherland. Everything was the Fatherland. They implemented gun control, which our 1968 gun control laws, you know, I understand were taken word
They are
for
an
word.
Exact translation. I even have the letter from the Library of Congress for Senator Dodd, the late Senator Dodd, not the current one, and it's word for word, a translation. Two words are changed.
And the Nazis, Hitler, like the Marxist in the East, set up the Christian church, the state church. Hitler called his the Reich Church. Shira wrote about it in the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And any church that didn't follow orders, they were sent to the concentration camps.
Well, now we're going to have our new patriotic church under New Freedom Initiative, and Hillary has just endorsed it, so it must be good.
Well, it's a 501c3. It's a state church, so anybody who says on the left we need a separation of church and state, say you're full of baloney. We've been having this for decades, and you don't say anything about it. And then they had the child schools, the Hitler Youth Program, where when the Americans liberated Germany, they said that those children were so ignorant, were so illiterate, were so indoctrinated in Nazi history that it was amazing that these children were so dumb. And now we have changed our public schools into government schools, which is the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. And the funny thing about it, even the sicker thing about it, is that the Gehlen Org, named after Reinhard Gehlen, who predated the SS Nazis, he was part of the German intelligence, the Abwehr, I think they call it, yes. And it was in Operation Sunshine that they took these same Nazis and put them into the U.S. spy service, with Alan Dulles writing a letter persuading Truman to take on the Gehlen Org on Gehlen's own terms. And what they did was everything they did in Nazi Germany, they did in America. And they
Well, let's just give our rights up to the government. Everything will be all right, Frank.
Oh, yes. But they were financed by the same identical banking trust out of New York and other places. The Rockefeller interests were all over the place.
No, that's the thing, is that, you know, when you talk about the Rothschilds or somebody, they'll say you're being anti-Semitic. How are they even Jews? I mean, every time we catch them, they're funding Nazis. They're not, the people aren't Jews.
Well, not
they just
only
hide
that.
Behind that.
Not only that, but, you know, I know that you're pro-Semitic. I'm pro-Semitic. I'm pro-human being.
I'm pro-anybody. And the point is, it's like you've got phony Christians, you got phony Jews, you got phony black people, whatever. You've got evil people, and they all hide behind these group names and then get the group a lot of times to follow them, thinking they're supporting them, when they're really slitting their throat.
That's exactly what's happening. I mean, you know, when they set up the Marxist welfare plantation, it was a control mechanism.
And now look at it. Your child's overweight. They're going to take them from you. Your child draws a stick figure with a sword. They're going to take them from you. I mean, it's a hellish system, man. They are building a nightmare. Thanks for the call.
Okay, buddy.
I appreciate it. Ed in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex. Listen, I want to follow up on just what you were saying there about this different camps and different things coming. I have a comment on Mikhail Chertoff. I know you discussed him a little bit, the Homeland Security Secretary now under Bush.
Yeah, Mikhail Chertoff, yeah.
Yeah, Mikhail. The thing of it is, Alex, it's interesting you brought up the Israeli factor here, or your previous caller did. I do want to say this, that one of his targets was David Duke, and one of his rewards, of course, was to get a federal judgeship. He went after both Jim Traficant and David Duke as a federal prosecutor, but he's also the official that released 140 Israeli Mossad spies in the days after 9/11. It took him a couple of months to get the clearance from Ashcroft to do this. Mm-hmm. But the reason I bring this up, is that David Duke, in his book Jewish Supremacism, talks about how immoral it is that we harp only on the Jewish suffering from World War II and forget what you just pointed out, the 50 million Christian peasants slaughtered by Jewish Bolsheviks.
Well, now hold on. We'll have to talk about this after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Said it before and I'll say it again, and we're going to go back to Ed in just a second. I think it's very destructive to constantly say that the New World Order is a Jewish conspiracy. Certainly there are Jews in the New World Order, and there are many other groups in the New World Order. There are organized crime syndicates, and so I look at it as crime syndicates. And crime syndicates normally congeal around racial lines or ethnic lines or regional lines. And so people have gotten pretty good. That when back when we were criticizing the Chinese mafia in this country, there were actually big TV, you know, Dateline tonight. It was the backlash against Chinese immigrants and supposed triad gangs, racist. Well, no, I'm not against Chinese people. I'm against Chinese mafia. And there is a Jewish mafia, and it's big. Just like there's an Italian mafia that's big, and they're both dwarfed by the good old boy WASP mob that, you know, Tony Montana talks about it in Scarface. It's actually pretty accurate when he says he's watching a TV ad for a bank. It's a big bank he's laundering money in, but it's how loving and conservative the bank is. And he goes, they're the ones, they're the ones. You know, that's the real mob. But it's such a big mob that it's the establishment. And then whenever they want to burn a mafia that's been cut in on their territory, they'll put some heat on it. You know, the Italian mob started getting really big and becoming one of the most powerful in the 40s. So the newspapers just talked about them and exposed them, and the G-men went in and broke a lot of them up. And the Italian mob today is a joke. I mean, the Asian mob's much bigger. The Chinese mob alone is much bigger than the Italian mob. The Italian mob is a joke. Is a joke. The Jewish mafia, though, has been slicker and not as apt to go around killing each other and having wars, and it's quite large. And I'll talk about the Jewish mafia all day. I mean, I'll have Jewish writers on with, you know, Pulitzer Prize-winning books about the Jewish mafia. And if you talk about the Jewish mafia, you know, the ADL will come out and attack you. And it's basically their job is protecting the Jewish mafia. You know, and endorsing Arnold Schwarzenegger, a confirmed Nazi. I mean, it's a joke. And then every time I research Rothschilds or any of these so-called big Jewish families, I mean, they're totally into the occult, totally into Nazism. They're not Jews, folks. And the Bible says, beware of those that call themselves Jews that are not. And then a lot of good Jews look at those groups and think, oh, well, they say they're Jewish, then, you know, that must be a Jewish group, so I better defend them. And no, I mean, it's like good conservatives defending the Republican Party and the Bush family, which is one of the biggest, you know, crime families in the country. And when you attack them, it's, oh, you just don't like the Bushes. You don't like Republicans. I had one newspaper reporter I had dinner with about a month ago. Actually, you're a liberal and you don't like white people. And I said, and she was a white lady. I'm going, what are you talking about? I'm talking about how the Republicans have been taken over. You know, that's how they see it. It's like tribal. My tribe is the Republicans, and you're attacking my tribe. And then when I said I'm sick of it. I am sick of them covering up for how many people the Bolsheviks killed. I'm sick of them. I'm not sick of, you know, hearing about how Hitler was bad, how he killed people. Folks, he was into the occult. He was a devil worshiper. I've got his own writing. This guy was bad news. Just look at him. Look at all the symbols. It's the tool society, the fool society. And then, people like David Duke and others come out defending Hitler. It's out of control. It's a fraud. Just because some other group is corrupt doesn't mean you then race over to the other extreme of a Germanic death cult mafia. And I'm sick of the cover-ups about how many people communists killed. You know, it wasn't Jews in China that killed 60 million of their own people. And what you raise, because I want to be honest about this, Ed, one part you raise about this is there were prominent Jews or people who were had some Jewish blood in them. I mean, they would use it as a political tool when they needed to and then deny it when they didn't want it, or they would also then persecute Jews. So, I don't know, the Russian Revolution and what happened over the next 60 years is Jews killing people, purges of Jews being killed, Stalin going after Jews. I don't know. So when you say Jews killing 50 million, I think that's distorted. Were there Jews in it? Yes. But it's the normal M.O., Jews killing Jews. As well as Christians. Do you have any comments?
Yeah, Alex, I'm on still, am I?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Okay, Red China. Your friends like Ted Gunderson, FBI man, and Michael Piper at the American Free Press newspaper in Washington have made the point about Red China and the long-standing secret relationship with the Israelis. In fact,
well, that's true. The Israelis are horrible.
Right.
Selling. Hold on, let me stop you. Weapons to Pakistan is now giving them to North Korea. But so is the U.S. government, so is the British government. They're
right.
All bad. But look, here's the thing. If we just single the Jews out, then the whole anti-Semitic argument comes out. Plus, it isn't true, sir. I've really looked at it. Did you know that British families with no Jewish last names are the majority owners of American stock? It is British families. It is not Jews.
Well,
now, do they have some Jews as front men? Yes.
Yes, and that's part of the thing. And here's what the crux I'm coming to. One of the things that you've done very well, Ed, Alex, we're all on your side on this, on the 9/11. When you look at the fact that the Bronfman's longtime friend and Rupert Murdoch, who is not Jewish, but his friendship goes to Ariel Sharon and Frank Lowry, one of the Israeli-born owners of the trade towers at the time of 9/11. And when you ask who benefits from all of this, cui bono, the old question, who benefits in Latin, and we see that...
But it's like this. In Texas, 50 years ago, the German mob was big. You know, German mob, very small. You know, the WASP mob's big, but, you know, particularly a German mafia. And it was just in prostitution and gaming and illegal booze. But the German mob was big in Texas. Well, if a German goes out and shoots somebody who didn't pay them, you know, that isn't because Germans are bad. You know, Germans aren't bad because Hitler was bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I'm telling you, if you want to be effective and want to fight the Jewish mafia, which I think is admirable, then fight all the mafias.
Well, last point on this. We've heard so much over the years about German perfidy. We need to hear about these people, like Wolf and Sheepskin, what they have been doing, and that's why I brought up...
certainly you know there were purges by the Soviets of Jews.
Yeah, but I realize...
Well, explain that to me. I don't understand.
And here's my point, though, Alex, is that we need to look at the perfidy involved not only with the banksters, largely have been Jewish. Look at our Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, that pushed that last war. Look at Pearl Wolfowitz in there now. They are trying to benefit that state of Israel, which has benefited so much from money from our U.S. Treasury, and yet look what they got away with, Alex, because of their control of our media, the USS Liberty, the Laban affair in the middle 50s in Egypt. So we do have a problem that does center on Israel-centric. And that's why I brought up David Duke's book, Jewish Supremacism, which does a historical overview over the last 100 years.
Well,
and that's why Mr. Chertoff threw him in jail.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like David Duke. I don't like the Ku Klux Klan, a satanic Masonic organization. And I have read writings of Duke where he is an apologist for Hitler.
Well,
Hitler
fair enough.
Look, sir, Hitler was a devil worshiper. Do you understand that the same societies that were in Germany founded Skull and Bones here in this country?
I understand.
Yes, it's true that it's true that Bush has some Jews in his cabinet and people that say they're Jews who are evil.
But
in his core, Bush is it's devil worship. It's not Jews. It's not Germans. It's devil worship.
Well, I realize that, Alex, but I'm just hoping that as part of the food for thought here, that what David Duke... I don't like Ted Kennedy at all, but he's right about this war and his comments today, and they're causing consternation for big old Rush Limbaugh. But when you look at ABC, who Rush Limbaugh truly works for, and the Fox News Network, where they got their money from, the Bronfmans, it goes back to your Jewish mafia that you talked about, and that Michael Piper...
Well, you know, the Bronfmans have basically lost control of everything.
Well, they still have controlling interests of PolyGram, I understand, and they did buy back into Universal Studios. They haven't lost control of that. But when you go back to CNN, which of course is owned by Time Warner, which is Levinson, how can this concentrated power, plus even
well,
now...
Levinson's their CEO. He doesn't own it.
Well, the fact is that the on the board of directors, Levinson is the CEO, but when you look at the total board of directors and where the money comes from, that's why I'm saying if you go to Dun & Bradstreet...
I think if you look at the board of directors, you're going to find it's British money.
Well, you can talk about British banks, and that is fair to be.
Well, that's another thing. Look, I don't think that... I mean, it's a joke, sir. You look at Lord Rothschild, who is really at the top of the pyramid of the New World Order. He can prance around saying he's Jewish all day. You know, the guy's got blue eyes. He doesn't has no so-called Semitic characteristics, and their family clearly funded Hitler, and so it's not the problem is that Jews, real Jews, support these people and they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
but they're not Jews, sir.
They may not be, Alex, but the point is that that's the name they're going by. That is the movement that they have started, and their banks do control the U.S. media. Sumner Redstone owns 77% of the stocks of the CBS Viacom network. And what is important is that most Americans don't even know this fact. It is essentially foreign-owned. Pat Buchanan, during the last Gulf War, Alex, said that there are two groups that wanted this war, the Israeli Defense Ministry and their Amen Corner here in the United States.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, that's a weird thing about Buchanan. He's suddenly been for these wars, then he's against them. Talk about flip-flopping. Look, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. I want to take a few more and get to some news. But folks, I saw a great article on the web about this. It is, listen, if anybody has any respect for me, I'm tired of being called an Israeli apologist, okay? I'm tired of it. And I literally tell the truth as best I know it. I research it. I study it. I have read so many history books from so many different angles. I understand the history of this thing. And it really is, the New World Order is extremely sophisticated. And if you read the Bible, you understand this. And you understand that the devil hates God's people. And Christ came, and so we're all God's people now. But the point is that I am a Christian. And when I see the phony neocon church saying, worship Israel, Israel can do no wrong, go along with what they say or you're cursed, and then I read the prophets, all who are rebuking Israel for being wrong and being bad and being involved in evil and Israel being judged. So I don't go with this whole view that Israel's perfect and Israel's this and Israel's that. But I know that the devil and his forces have focused on the Jews and have been very good at getting control of so-called leaders so that, just like it happened thousands of years ago, so they can lead them astray. And so we should be able to criticize Israel and criticize what they're doing and talk about what they're doing that is bad. But at the same time, then, I don't throw myself in to support of the Muslims. Where if I went to Saudi Arabia and walked outside one of the compounds at night, this is 20 years ago, and today as well, I'll be shot. I mean, they really do hate Westerners. They really do. You talk about tribalism, organized crime. Now, I don't subscribe that all Arabs are bad and hate Westerners and hate Christians. That's not true. Jordanians have a great history of tolerance and being nice. Frankly, the Palestinians did. Iraqis did. No, not anymore. But I see our government loving the worst Muslim countries out there. Look, it's just, you know, I had the ADL attack me for absolutely no reason. And I've, you know, threatened to sue them, and they've taken some stuff down before. But, I mean, they don't even say I'm anti-Semitic. They just put me mixed in with all these, you know, really unsavory people on their website. And then I've had, I get these emails, you know, hey, Jew boy, you know, we're going to kill you. When I came out against Arnold, I got lots of emails going, Heil Hitler, we're going to get you. You know, it's sick. It's sick. You know, I will, but listen, I will talk about the Jewish mafia. I will talk about the Italian mafia. I will talk about the WASP mafia. And I'll discuss this. But if you go back to medieval times and you research what happened, the royalty was very, very smart and very, very sophisticated. And they would not allow banking, but they would then license it directly to Jews. And the argument was, you're not allowed to bank, and you're not allowed to be anything but a Christian, but Jews are kind of in between. They can be in our country because they're not really Christian. This is during the Middle Ages, Dark Ages even. Even though they're not Christian, they're of the same cloth, and so we're going to let them be here, and we're going to let them engage in banking. And then every few years, in some new country, the king would just decide to take their money. And then later the Templars got into banking, and they had their money taken. And then so you kind of had an allied thing between some of the Jews and the Templars, and you know all this stuff goes on. But, I mean, that's just history. But it just, the scapegoating is really ingrained and deeply inculcated into our society. And as sooner we get past it, and just say, we're against evil policies, and we're against organized crime. And the sooner we stand up against it, the sooner we're going to be able to defeat it. But so much of the energies are spent by a minority of activists out there just beating their heads up against the wall, Israel, 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 and it's not going anywhere. Most Jews are good people, just like most, you know, Chinese are good people, or most Germans are good people, and they just sit there and think you don't like them, and then they run off and join the New World Order thinking it must be good. Why, if you're attacking the New World Order and saying, you know, the Jews are bad, well, then the New World Order must be good. And they go, see, it's so sophisticated, and I have trouble articulating it. I just, up next is, who's up next here? Kyle in Colorado, and then Luis in KC. That's all I'm taking. Kyle in Colorado, go ahead.
Greetings, sir. If I may, I'd like to change the subject and go back to what you're talking about.
Yeah, please,
first please do. I have a brief story about chimeras and the biological testing and biological engineering. The doctor was very fascinating what he was talking about, but I have to disagree with his timeline and what he said was actual progress being made. I'm an electrical engineer. I've been in electronics and broadcast engineering for over 30 years. About 20 years ago, it was either 1980 or 1981, I was on a field trip down to Los Angeles and was staying in a hotel in Hollywood. They had a local channel origination news broadcast or news program, you know, like when they highlight certain industries and certain corporations and companies upcoming. And this was their technological segment. And they had highlighted a local biomedical engineering company down there in Los Angeles, or near to Hollywood. In that, they took them through the entire lab and were showing the cryogenics and the chambers for growing the budding embryos, and the person who was the gal that does all the news presentations for the company. The PR gal. Thank you, sir. She was going into great depth because she was, I guess, one of their affiliate engineers, biomedical engineer. And she was going on and on about what kind of progress they had made. And the gal that was the representative for that representative was telling the newscaster how interesting it was that they were having... Sorry, do we need to hold?
Yeah, I was just listening to you. No. It's all decades more advanced than what they tell you. And now they're admitting all this is happening. That professor we had almost playing word games, he was talking about certain types of chimeras.
I
caught him doing that. But tell you what, stay there. We'll come back to you, Kyle, and let Luis finish up and hit one or two final articles. I'm Alex Jones. Humanity's all in this together.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
About 8 years ago, I saw a BBC News article that said, secretly in England, 2 years ago, human clones were created, but terminated before birth. Growing embryos. So yes, a long time ago, this scholar's talking about 20 years ago, I wasn't aware of that. This type of information was coming out. But go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Kyle.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Well, like I say, it was between 1980 and 1981, and the interviewer had been talking to the biological engineering, their spokesman, and their spokesgal, the interviewer did a very good job getting the spokesman very excited about their successes they'd had in the lab. And she went on to describe, this was before they were doing recombinant DNA and such, they were just doing combining sperm and egg with different animals. And she said, we were having some great success, and especially in several types of human and animal experimentation. She said, and the interviewer said, really, tell me about it. And the gal started telling that they'd had successes in five different areas, some with combining with human and chimpanzee. They had not had any luck with human and spider monkey. Oddly enough, she said human and dog did not succeed, but human and jackal was remarkably successful. We had a viable embryo that looked like it was going to do well. But the most thing that they were most excited about was they had had a human and pig combination, human and swine. And the gal went on and was getting very excited.
Yeah, well, that's all admitted now, yeah.
Oh, well, she said it went further than that. She said she went on and said, not only did we have a viable embryo, it went through to term, and it had the most amazing features, the hands, and it was just interesting to know how it was going, how it was growing, and it seemed to be quite intelligent, and it was learning to walk rapidly after only 4 months. And the interview said, whoa, wait, you had a pig human go to term, and it was born? At that time, of course, the PR gal realized she'd been trapped. And,
mentioned the New Jersey law. The guy had to admit it. Well, yes, you can bring it to term if it's for research, but you can't give it to the parents to take home. See, it's all semantical games. It's like years ago they were going to put up thousands of cameras. I said to the head of TxDOT Public Relations, John Hurt, I said, and it's on video. I said, Mr. Hurt, you're going to put up hundreds? He goes, no, thousands of cameras. I go, and they're for law enforcement? He goes, no. And I said, TxDOT's not law enforcement. Your sister agency will dual use it. He goes, you ought to be a lawyer, Alex. Absolutely. Ha, ha, ha. So, see, that's all how they play these semantical games.
Kind of spooky to realize that even now, 20 years later, now they're saying, oh, we're just barely making inroads. What I saw and heard from myself.
Well, they're admitting in the news that they are making, they're doing it. I mean, but our guest was kind of soft-pedaling. Hey, good to hear from
Thank you,
Kyle. Lewis in Kansas City. Lewis, go ahead, sir.
No, it's Louise, and I just wanted to ask, did you see, by any chance, Nightline last night with Ted Koppel?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, well, I didn't tape it. If somebody's listening and want to give it to you, you might really be interested. He had a town hall meeting in St. John's Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C., okay? And the topic of the show was Why Stay? It was about the war in Iraq. And at the very end of the show, he was really good because he had an audience of people, a broad range of all kinds of people, a list of people that had lost limbs from the war.
So what was said at the end?
Well, at the very end, and somebody yelled out because he was giving the closing comments, and somebody yelled out, what about Gulf War syndrome and depleted uranium? And as Ted Koppel said, I couldn't understand what was being said, and then the show ended. But all the stuff that was said, if somebody wants to give you a copy, I think you, and there's a guy that was on there, it's just the man whose wife, she was leaked that she was a CIA, worked for the CIA.
Yeah.
He was very good. You ought to have that man as a guest. Anyway,
I hear you. Thank you for the call. You have a fabulous weekend. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central. And after that, I'll be on George Norrie this evening. And I'll see you back here on Monday. And thanks to all the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the show. My wife is the producer, getting the guests. Everybody, we're going to defeat the New World Order. If we can just inform the people about the sinister activities of the globalists, we can all stand together against corruption and evil instead of fighting with each other over, you know, what group we're with, and we can win. All right, God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are just two of the fine websites. Check them out.